In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, let's be honest. Most people have no desire at all to go to the desert. Certainly, for no more than a brief visit. At a spiritual level, however, we should always have a great love for the desert, because the desert is what helps us to understand the 40 days of Lent. 40 days of Lent in which we join and imitate Jesus and ponder the fruits of what he learned and experienced there upon his return. Every Lent, the same Holy Ghost wants to guide us into the desert with him. Lent is meant to help us recapitulate Christ's 40 days away from everything so that we, apart from distractions, can focus on who we are, on our relationship with God and others, and with Christ's help, can confront and overcome the way that the devil seeks to distort those relations and that image. Lent is a time for us to make sure, as St. Paul reminds us today in the Epistle, that we are not receiving the grace of God in vain. It's an occasion for us to recognize, as he reminds us, that now is the day of salvation. Now is a much awaited and joy-filled time of our rescue and liberation. To go into the desert, however, is increasingly difficult for us today. While Jesus is not calling us all physically to go to the desert, he is calling us to the state of the desert, removing ourselves from distractions, from the various things that may be fine in themselves, but crowd our lives with so much noise that we cannot hear God, and so much mess that we cannot see God. The first temptation we face each Lent is to refuse to go into the deserts of our soul with Christ, to think that our Lent can be complete if, for example, all we do is give up chocolate or wine. Dear friends, the first big difficulty is for us to hear Christ's voice from the desert saying, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourself and rest a while." Jesus' temptations are ours. The first temptation was aimed right at Jesus' hunger after 40 days of eating nothing. If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread. When the Israelites were in the desert, Satan successfully tempted them to complain to God to feed them. Satan was tempting Jesus to recapitulate the Israelites' lack of trust in God, and Jesus would have nothing of it. Satan also was trying to tempt Jesus away from his mission, and Jesus would have no part of that either. Jesus had to come to save people, to feed their most important hunger, the hunger of their souls. And Satan was trying to induce him to become a baker rather than a savior. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Dear friends, Lent is a time when Christ calls us all to resist that temptation and to seek first this heavenly food and live by it, trusting that, as he promised, everything else will be given to us besides. Lent is a time in which we grow in our trust for God's providing, so that the devil is not able to tempt us. Lent is a time to test our faith. We would like to have more sensible consolations. We would like to have more signs from God. We ask him for relief. We want him. We want his company. We want his manifestation. During Lent, none of this will ever happen. During Lent, don't be surprised if God is going to keep silence. We won't hear him. No anger, no surprise, no rebellion. Jesus is not absent, he's just invisible. He is with us, but he wants to satisfy his thirst for our love, our faithfulness, despite the tribulations of our lives. So during Lent, we have to learn to be alone, just us and him. And during Lent, we have to love him for himself. In the second temptation, the devil tried to tempt Jesus to test God the Father. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. Once again, the devil had succeeded in getting the Israelites to test God while they were in the desert. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Lent is a time in which we open ourselves up to God's mercy that prevents us from being presumptuous with him. It's a time for us to recognize that if we have not sinned, it's not because we have been personally stronger than the devil's temptations, but because God's mercy has made us withstand them or not even be confronted by them. Rather than presumptuously throwing ourselves down from precipices, Lent is a time in which we trustingly throw ourselves up into God's merciful arms. God is merciful with us. During Lent, we have to imitate him. Some words are never to be forgotten. During Lent, we have to watch our words. We can kill with our tongue. Indiscretions, a cold answer, slander, detraction, lies, a betrayed secret. It often appears that we prefer to say too much rather than not enough. Do we know when it's time to speak honestly? When it's time to stand for the truth, even if it means to be mocked or discriminated against? Remember that Jesus knew when to speak and when to remain silent. If we talk, don't kill. Let's not talk for the sake of talking. And no presumption in our spiritual life. In the third temptation, the devil presented Jesus with a vision of all the kingdoms of the world and said to him, all these I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me. Jesus was about to announce that his kingdom is at hand, but that kingdom was going to come about through humility and the cross. The devil, the father of lies, was proposing a shortcut, another way, an easier way, and by the way, a wrong way. Once again, the devil had gotten the Israelites into the desert to succumb to this temptation to worship him in a golden calf. But he failed with Jesus, who said to him, "Begone, Satan, it is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." The devil likewise tempts us to compromise our relationship with God, with the truth, with the principles that flow from God, in order to get ahead or to get what we want. Often the devil disguises these temptations in terms of the pursuit of power, prestige, profit, or privilege. The devil makes us bored with important things that matter. Instead, like him, we love to be admired, looking for compliments. We like to take advantage of people, to be followed, to receive, but we never give. Let's be careful. Our heart is drying out. Let us seek the kingdom of God and build it in our hearts. Time is precious and it flies. If we don't, we will simply end up with empty hands. Yes, dear friends, it's a temptation to seek to to achieve something worldly by compromising our relationship with God and His moral law, to serve the ruler of this world rather than the one true God. Jesus told His disciples about the third struggle He faced so that we could learn from Him that and how we are called to worship the Lord our God and serve Him alone. And God in His mercy extends to us the grace of conversion in Lent so that we might recognize our idols and turn away from them to love the true God. Lent is a time to adore. And the failure to adore is the biggest temptation. Three times Satan suggested it to Jesus in today's gospel. Failing to adore properly wrecks our friendship with God slowly but surely. Of course, it is not what we want. So, during Lent, let's go back to adoration. Let us adore simply. It's not about feelings and emotions, but about our concrete, real, humble, daily actions, prayers, duties, thoughts of love. May not a day go by without a prayer to God. Dear friends, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. During these 40 days of Lent, we are going to experience that there is a permanent struggle within ourselves. The gospel of today shows us the reality of the devil. In daily life, he is trying to tempt us, always using the same rules, seduction and deception. So, we know that. So we have to be prepared. Someday, it's difficult to be in the desert. Someday, we want to give up. So let's be prepared for Lent. Yes, Lent is a desert. Lent has just begun. We will fight small and large spiritual combats. Amidst all this warfare, it's crucial that we always fight to be close to God. Jesus cannot be absent. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.